This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. We were talking about refunds at the top of the show. Well, some drivers in Chicago may get some money back from the city to the tune of $100. The Chicago Tribune discovered there were a few periods when there were inexplicable spikes in tickets generated by red light cameras. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says at least 9,000 drivers who received citations during that time may be eligible for refunds. For years, red light camera hatred grew almost as fast as the number of cities using them. That is, until about 2012, when the number of programs started to drop. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Jeff Brandis is a state senator from Florida who proposed a bill that would have put some limits on red light cameras there. For instance, media reports showed that after some local governments put in red light cameras, they also shortened the time for yellow lights.
Well, reducing yellow light timings has never been shown to be safer. But it has been shown to generate a lot more red light camera revenue.
A state report he requested did show revenue going up year by year. His poster child was a mom who missed a yellow light on a rainy day. He says no actual cop would have written her a ticket.
I mean, there is a human element to law enforcement, and we're taking that out.
Of course, drivers hate the gotcha every time factor, says Joseph Schofer. He's a civil engineering professor at Northwestern. And there's an upside if you want people to run fewer red lights. However, he recognizes that the money creates a conflict of interest.
If you're doing this to make money, set up a toll booth there, because that's much more transparent. Then we know what you're doing.
There's also a question about how well the cameras work. Some studies have shown that when red light cameras go in, rear-end crashes go up. However, Ann McCart is Senior Vice President for Research at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. She cites a study by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
While rear-end crashes went up, the more serious right ankle crashes went down by a greater extent. So there was an overall net safety benefit.
The Florida study that Jeff Brandis requested showed the same thing, and fewer T-bone crashes means fewer deaths. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.